It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The discovery last spring that many schools in Newark, New Jersey had high levels of lead in their drinking water has spurred some changes in state laws on both sides of the Hudson. It's also inspired school districts to take action. But an investigation by WNYC has found that when it comes to one of the most popular ways to prevent lead contamination, it's nearly impossible to verify whether schools are actually implementing it. WNYC's Matthew Sherman joins us to explain. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So remind us a bit of how serious this issue was in Newark.
Well, not just Newark, but the whole region. Last March, Newark announced that nearly half of its public schools had at least one tap that showed elevated levels of lead. That's above the 15 parts per billion standard established by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Then WNYC's Jenny Yee began looking into data posted by the New York City Department of Education and found it hadn't tested hardly any of its public schools in at least 10 years. When New York finally did test in the weeks after the Newark news broke, it found that more than 1,000 taps had some degree of lead contamination. Suburban school districts got similar results. Given the age of school buildings around here, that really should not have been surprising. As the Newark superintendent Chris Cerf told me, Newark was really just the canary in the coal mine, alerting the public as to how widespread this health threat really is.
Now, Matthew, I remember when I was young hearing that you should always let the faucet run for a bit. Was it 30 seconds or something before you take a drink of water? But I guess that would kind of be hard to do in a school.
Yeah, right. You know how impatient kids can be. In a way, schools do try to do something like that, and that's exactly what our investigation was about. They tried to, but do they really? The U.S. EPA says there's a lot of evidence that running a tap can flush out the lead sediment that has leached out of the pipes into the water while the water was just sitting there. And so long before the news broke last spring, Newark had required its school custodians to flush each and every water tap in their building for 2 minutes every morning before school. So they sort of pre-flushed these fountains and such for the kids. And not only were custodians supposed to run the water, but they were required to write down in their logbooks that they had run the water every single morning. So Newark was really a great test case to see if, when a school district decides to take this approach, it really gets done.
You and many of our other reporters and producers here at WNYC.
And interns, especially interns.
Of course, the interns, looked at these logbooks for almost all Newark public elementary schools.
Hundreds and thousands of pages
of
logs.
So were custodians recording that they flushed the taps every day?
Short answer, no. We looked at the period from the first day of school last year through March 9th, when the news broke about the high lead levels, and none of the 30 schools we surveyed had 100% compliance. Only five had a passing grade, meaning that the custodian wrote down that he or she had run the water on more than 60% of the mornings. In 14 schools, about half, custodians did not record having done any flushing at all during that period.
But couldn't the custodians have done the flushing and just not recorded it?
Yes, that's a possibility. There were some schools where custodians wrote down morning details completed with no mention of what those details were. So we might not know for sure if flushing wasn't done, but we certainly don't know if flushing was done. So what's the good of that? Chris Cerf, the superintendent, said he too looked at the logs and determined they don't confirm or deny anything. So he discontinued that requirement of daily flushing.
We should not have the safety of children rely on the faithful implementation across a very widespread system of a complicated set of directions. There are too many risks.
Since last spring, Newark has done more tests and shut off any drinking fountain that tested high for lead. It may try to replace those pipes and fixtures in the future, but in the meantime, it's using water jugs in buildings if too many fountains have been shut off.
So what does this mean for public schools in the rest of the region?
The EPA hasn't changed its recommendations since the Newark news broke. When I told them about our investigation, a spokeswoman just pointed me back to their guidance online, which recommends flushing, at least as a short-term measure. New York City uses flushing, along with some other measures, when it finds elevated lead levels in a school's drinking water. A spokeswoman told me that custodians are required to log each time they run the drinking water also, and that those logs are checked monthly. We've asked if we can see those logs to see whether New York is any more successful than Newark in getting compliance. But another curious thing about New York is that the protocol only calls for custodians to flush once a week. The EPA guidance calls for running taps at least 30 seconds each morning. That means children in New York could turn on a fountain in the morning and be drinking water that's been sitting in the pipes for 16 or 17 hours, which really increases the likelihood of lead contamination. We asked for some explanation for this from the health department, but didn't receive any by deadline.
Okay, WNYC's Matthew Sherman. Matthew, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.
WNYC's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. More info at rockfound.org.